This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. A gift to the city of Atlanta in 1983, Grant Park now welcomes over 2 million visitors each year. A big chunk of those guests attend one of Metro Atlanta's most anticipated annual events, one taking place this weekend. To preview this and other budget-friendly events for the coming 7 days, Shane Harrison of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So good to have you back with us.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Now, Shane, Grant Park is named for an Atlanta engineer and businessman. It was in the latter part of the 19th century that Lemuel P. Grant saw the need for a great city park and stipulated in his donation of 100 acres that, quote, the land should be used for park purposes for all Atlantans. He had quite a vision there.
Yes, he did, and we still enjoy the park today. It's a beautiful park, and I don't think enough people visit it. But Grant Park is just a great historical location, and this weekend you can actually do the historic walking tour. They're going to be having they'll have someone to take you around, show you all the sights. You'll get to see all of the great things about Grant Park, and it's an hour and a half tour that we'll talk about the Civil War. It will talk about the history of the park itself. You'll learn lots of fun facts about Atlanta's oldest park.
And this is this weekend, but one day only, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's on Saturday, and it starts at 2 o'clock and goes until 3:30 p.m.
Of course, Shane, Metro Atlanta is the home of filming for AMC's The Walking Dead. However, this weekend, those zombies are going to have some musical company.
Yeah, that's right. These zombies have actually been around quite a bit longer than our own Walking Dead. The zombies were a British invasion act of the 60s, just some of the greatest pop music of the 60s. And they were from the UK, but they didn't really have a whole lot of success there. They actually only had one top 40 hit with a song called She's Not There.
But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Here in the U.S., they actually had several top 40 hits, and their biggest was Time of the Season. What's your name? Who's your daddy? Everyone remembers that line.
Absolutely.
They still sound amazing. Colin Blunston, who is their lead vocalist, just always had this really beautiful, sweet voice, and he still does. It's pretty remarkable. And they're going to be playing at the Variety Playhouse this weekend. It's Saturday night at 8:30, and those tickets are $25.
In the mid-1940s, Shane, British composer Benjamin Britten was asked by the Ministry of Education to write a score for a film introducing kids to the instruments of the orchestra.
Yeah, that's right. The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra is a favorite. You can hear it. It's probably being played just about every day somewhere in the United States.
Probably even at this moment.
That's right. And they're going to be playing it this weekend, the Atlanta Philharmonic Orchestra's Orchestral Explorations Concert.
That's a mouthful.
Is this weekend. It's the APO's spring concert, and that's going to happen at 7:30 on Saturday at the North Decatur Presbyterian Church. And in addition to the Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, they'll also be performing works by Elgar and Strauss and Copland and Dukas. So there's so much music to hear, and it really is a great deal, too. You know, some of the orchestral performances can be a little pricey. Mm-hmm. This one is actually $10 to $15, so you get a lot of great music for not a lot of money. It's happening at the North Decatur Presbyterian Church at 7:30 p.m., and those tickets, again, are $15 for adults and $10 for students and senior citizens.
Shane, it was just about a year ago that former Nickel Creek fiddler Sarah Watkins came out with her latest album.
Yeah, that's right. Sun, Midnight Sun came out last spring in 2012. It was her second album. Her first album came out in 2009. She doesn't stay in one genre. She likes to play around with borders and cross them. But she has a really beautiful voice, very sweet voice.
Sun is up.
And she's going to be performing tonight at Eddie Owen Presents out at the Red Clay Theater in Duluth. And Sarah Watkins is going to be performing there at 8 o'clock tonight, and those tickets are $20.
Shane, quite a week of budget-friendly events and beautifully heavy on the live performance end of the spectrum. Thank you so much for the preview.
Well, you're very welcome.
For more information about anything Shane and I have talked about over the past few minutes, head to our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.